Hello, and thanks for joining me for this new episode. I want to share a little story today. So, a potential client was referred to me. So, she booked a free 20-minute clarity call to see if I could help her with her current situation. So, as she was explaining what was going on in her life and what had been going on in her life for a few months now, she brought up a pattern that she's been facing all her life. Delays, struggle to find a new job, therefore struggling financially. And that's when I said, this could be due to a past life vow, like a past life vow of poverty, for example, that creates interferences like stop and go, delays, etc. And this is exactly when she burst into tears, saying, I don't know why, but what you said is making me cry. But that was the liberating kind of tears, right? Like she wasn't sad or anything. And sometimes I will take examples according to what I feel from potential client situation and also during sessions. And random examples are not really random. What comes to my mind spontaneously is usually what my people need to hear. So her tears were tears of truth and liberation, like what was true for her, like old/trapped energies that were in her field and subconscious memory, or actually unconscious memories, were brought to the conscious mind and rung true at a deep level, even if her brain couldn't know exactly. And like her conscious mind didn't understand her emotional reaction. But of course, I told her, you know, it was okay, everything's fine, it's just liberation. And she felt that. She had this knowing within herself. And then the conversation went on. She was explaining what was going on in her house as well. And at some point, just a random word came, the name of a temporary work agency, like a work agency, actually. It's not only temporary. And in a specific area of the country. And I asked her if that resonated with her. And she said, oh, yes, I see why you would say that. And it makes total sense. So it just came. Long story short, after this 20-minute clarity call, she booked without hesitating. Although I did tell her that she didn't have to make a decision right now during the call. Like, it's okay to take time and think about it and she can get back to me. But because I always do that, you know, I'm not the pushy type of coach or facilitator. And she was so enthusiastic, but in a grounded way, like it felt aligned for her. So she booked a full session for herself and also a total house cleanse to deal with the paranormal things that she has been feeling and experiencing lately. So I worked with her for a whole afternoon and it was wonderful. So the point of this episode is, of course, to share a story, because it's always magical and wonderful when these things happen. But the point is, never underestimate the power of a quote-unquote simple conversation, because it's never only a simple conversation. And number two, never underestimate, apparently I struggle with the word underestimate today, the impact of trapped energies in your life. When something is not going your way, the first thing to do is analyze, but like taking a step back actually, and search for the recurring pattern. Then tap into the energy. What is this telling you about yourself? So that's what I wanted to share today. And also a third advice, I would say, third piece of advice, I would say not to stay stuck like, oh my God, where is my block? you know, because that's not a dead end. It's just about shifting perspective. So if you would like a simple yet not so simple conversation, you can feel free to book your free clarity call via the link in the description of the podcast. And yeah, let's plan. You know, it's a no-brainer, no pushy, and we see if we're a good fit. And if we're not a good fit, I'm not, like I said, I'm not the kind of coach or facilitator who's going to haunt you and stalk you and chase you to work with me, because that's not how I work. You know, your timing is your timing. And I respect that. So thanks very much for listening. I hope this inspired you and this brought perspective in case something similar had happened to you in your life. And yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing from you. So take care, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye.